Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You are listening to Studio Diaries. This is Muna Sheikh Omar. Today I was working on something and I've been slowly unpacking, like peeling an onion, all of the things that shape my thoughts and the fears that I feel when I'm doing, like, when I'm living my life and why those behaviors happen the way that they are happening. So today, as I was working, on finishing up some voiceovers that I have to do for work. And I felt this very familiar feeling that I have all the time when I'm working. And I have to often have some external pressure to really push through it. And it's this feeling that whenever I'm like working, I notice that whenever I start a task, it's confusing. I figure it out. And then I'm like, okay, I know the next steps I need to take. So then I notice that I start to take the steps and I'm like, oh, this is getting good. Okay, I could do this. I got this first step done, second step done. Then when I'm getting close to the finish line, I have this innate feeling that says, stop. And I get confused all the time because I'm like, why do you want to stop? We're almost there. But it's like, stop now. And it's like the tasks are not even overwhelming. I feel good, you know, but it's like this stop feeling. And I used to get confused because I was like, why do I feel like I need to stop? And so I've been observing myself and kind of watching. And it's as if like progress to the end or getting to the finish line is something that I don't want. And I got so confused by that. I don't know. What does that mean? I don't understand myself. I'm trying to learn how to understand myself. So then, as I was writing, as I was reading, as I was like just, you know, going through life, just watching this behavior and trying to understand why, today I realized that it's not really about the work, okay? It's not about the work. I realized a part of my identity is I associate with struggling. I even like take pride in working hard, struggling through something. And when I'm not struggling, I feel like I lost a part of myself. In like letting go of that phase of struggling. I'm struggling. Feels like I'm losing something really important about who I am. It's so fascinating. It's like I have prided myself in working hard and struggling that now every time I'm about to finish a task, it's like, oh, whoa, we're about to stop struggling. Wait, what? Pause. Stop. And I really wanted to dig deeper to those thoughts, right? And so in kind of like that emotional attachment to working hard and the tasks itself, it's like it's almost like I have a lot of tasks to do, but I have to kind of like make myself forget, you know, this really, when I look at it, I have to cut off the emotional part, but it's like there's an emotional attachment to it. So I really wanted to understand, what is this emotional attachment to like doing this task that doesn't want me to leave? It's like I'm in a room with someone I like and I'm like, I like myself, and then I'm like, I have to go. No, I don't want to go, but we gotta go. No, I don't want to go. And it's really odd that it is within the struggling aspect, right? So in the example of these like voiceover tasks, right? These voiceover tasks, they represent that I'm working hard at my job. I'm doing something meaningful. I'm not wasting my time. I'm progressing, right? And I was afraid that once I finish, I'll go back to this feeling of like, oh my God, I don't know. I don't know what I need to do next. Like feeling lost, like I'm going to waste my time. So it's like I innately try to spend as much time as possible with the familiarity of this task because it feels meaningful. And then if I finish it, I'm going to go to somewhere else, something I don't know. And unless there's like a external deadline, I find myself repeating this habit, right? And when I imagine life after whatever struggle I'm doing or whatever task I'm doing, I feel dread, like dread that I wouldn't be doing something as meaningful. And it's because, I think it's because I really punish myself whenever I'm not doing something meaningful. And that's a behavior that, you know, I was cutting off. This need of like productivity, or like if I'm just resting, or if I'm not doing something, if I'm not struggling, I'm not doing something meaningful. Therefore, I'm being a worthless person, which is, whoa, it's a lot. I know. So I realized, and I think I mentioned something like this, I'm a person who lives in the present, and by realizing, like really analyzing what I am doing, I realize that I'm holding on to these struggles because I don't want them to be behind me, right? Because there's something painful about saying, oh, I remember the good old days. There's something really sad about it, right? It's like, we're in new days, but it's like, ah, I remember that. But if I'm not going to lie, there are some struggles, like going through college, never want to do that again, you know? But it's some familiarity, and that loss of familiarity is so huge. And so I realize that what I need to do is to start creating a ritual of closure, like something that I do that will help me close off tasks and then meaningfully give them a hug and say goodbye. And at the same time, have my next meaningful task ready to go, that I know before I even start on this task, I know what I'm going to do next. And so I get excited to get to the end of this task because I know what I'm going to do next. And I've talked about it before where I don't really have any practices or habits that allow me to have closure with the tasks that I do. And I just felt like I would be bounced from one task that I'm emotionally connected to another task emotionally connected to, like, and expect to be like a robot or like a machine that just can just go with it. But a lot of what I do, I put my heart into it. And so I need a little closure. Okay. So I was trying to figure out what would help me get the closure that I need to honor the work that I've done and gracefully transition to whatever is next. Right. And so I love writing letters. So I decided I'll write a letter reflecting on the experience and what I learned from it and what it taught me and what it gifted me. I love writing letters. And I think that'd be a really cute, nice way to honor whatever tasks I'm working on. And then I want to record the letter as a voice note so that I could share it with you guys if I choose so, and kind of process my journey through it and what I learned through it, and that'll help me. And then after that, I want to pray 2 rak'ahs to say thank you, to really express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity of the struggle and the growth that I've experienced, and say thank you, Allah, for allowing me to go through that, for giving me the knowledge and the skill sets to be able to get to the end. And then finally, I love something visual, so I'll make like a little drawing or a sticker on the task to say thank you. I think that could be my ritual of closure for these big tasks that I do, so that they don't drain me from one side to the next, to the next. Anyways, I learned something. I hope you learned something from this. I wonder how people approach tasks, but this is helping me feel, it's really helping me feel excited to close tasks now. Excited to, I feel excited because I want to do the closure. I want to write and I want to draw and I want to pray the two rakas and I want to record it and I want to tell you about everything I learned doing this task. And then I can go on. I'll test it out. Inshallah, I'll let you guys know. I'll read you guys a letter of working on these voiceovers and what I learned. Inshallah. Thank you for listening. This has been Studio Diaries with Muna Sheikh Umar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'll see you guys in the next episode.